1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com. That's Manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Bye. This segment is brought to you by Amazon.
Mark DiBartolo here with Len Roofing and Remodeling. Chicagoland, we're facing challenges that were unimaginable weeks ago. We truly want to thank our first responders and healthcare providers for their dedication and service. At Len Roofing, we protect Chicagoland homeowners. Rain, wind, snow are your roof's biggest enemy. Len Roofing can protect you. We offer no interest, no payment, same as cash financing. Visit us at LenRoofing.com. Be well and stay safe.
Are you a first-time home buyer? If so, First Eagle Mortgage offers loans with little to no money down, even if you have less than perfect credit. If you're self-employed, we offer loans that don't require tax returns or pay stubs. I'm Herb Levin, owner of First Eagle Mortgage. We make the loan process painless with low rates and closing costs. Call First Eagle Mortgage at 847-441-4116. That's 847-441-4116, or go online at 1steeglemortgage.com.
Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, NMLS 453013.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing. Which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Get 0% APR for 72 months on the 2021 Tucson. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, my name! Hey, my name! We get better, better! We get better, better! We get BB! We get BB!
BB! NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
And Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Morning, how are you guys today?
We're fired up, and we are wondering why no one respects the 4-1 Bears. We've heard that they're the worst 4-1 team in the history of the league. I don't know if that's not an overreaction, but... they just had their signature victory, and lo and behold, they're underdogs going into Carolina. I mean, are people not paying attention? Super Bears, Super Bowl, no?
But this is good. This is what you want. See, it's a benefit to the coach in two different ways. Number one, it keeps guys from having their heads get too big. And number two, it gives the coach a way to legitimately get them upset, a little chip on the shoulder. So I like that. I think that's one of the ingredients in showing that you can carry it out. Now, this Carolina game looked a lot easier a few weeks ago, but the Panthers have won three in a row, and they almost beat the Raiders, and they weren't embarrassed by the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. So, you know, this one stands out as a pretty damn good game coming up this weekend. I don't know that I agree that the Bears should be underdogs, but I'm pleasantly surprised with both teams.
Mike, we've got Tuesday night football tonight. We've got the Titans and the Bills, and the NFL has rescheduled 8 games because of COVID, and we saw all of the machinations over the weekend, and it was complicated and hard to follow. Was that a better idea than just adding week 18? How did you balance one decision, that decision, and because I'm sure they considered a variety of options?
They're doing everything they can to avoid adding an 18th week. And currently they have a computer model that they press a button when one game has to be postponed, and it spits out all the different ways that they can pull it off and all the different things they have to do. Now, when Steelers-Titans was postponed from week 4, it required just a couple of moves. Moving Patriots hosting the Broncos from week 5 to week 6 required major surgery. And the problem is, once the buys are exhausted for these various teams, there is no option other than an 18th week. Unless you have somebody play 2 games in 1 week, which isn't going to happen, you have to add an 18th week. And then the problem is, once you cross the bridge of an 18th week, you're quickly going to be at the doorstep of a 19th week. And I think the league is trying to wait as long as possible because it doesn't want teams to get complacent and think they've got a buffer. And because of this reality that week 18 is quickly going to become week 19 because all it takes is one team having to have 2 games moved to expand the season yet another week, and it creates issues with the postseason and the Super Bowl and the first round bye. You don't want to have 4 weeks between games. If you earn a first round bye, there's week 18, there's week 19, there's the wild card round. There's all sorts of issues that need to be worked out, and they want to wait as long as humanly possible to go to that 18th week.
Arthur Blank is a dapper gentleman. He is an immaculately manicured man, and I don't know if he realized what he was saying, but he is quoted as saying that he loves Matt Ryan, much like I love Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff. Does that mean he's going to fire him? I mean, I...
Well, he made it clear yesterday it's going to be a decision that the new regime makes. Now, whether or not the new regime has to pass a litmus test of saying that they want Matt Ryan is a different issue. But the salary cap realities are going to force the Falcons most likely to keep Matt Ryan around. Although, when you look at it, $40 million cap hit to keep him next year, $44 million cap charge to move on, and you save $23 million in cash, there's an argument to be made to just bite the bullet and move on from Matt Ryan and get what you can for him and trade him. But it's going to be a decision driven by the new coach and the new GM. Sometimes a new coach and a new GM, kind of like that redshirt year, where we stick with the guy we really don't want while we lay the foundation for the future, and nobody's really going to hold us accountable for what we do in this first year. So there's a lot of different ways this can go, but this isn't going to be a situation where the owner says to the new coach and the new GM, you must keep Matt Ryan or you must move on from Matt Ryan. And he made it clear Matt Ryan's going to have a voice in this too. Matt Ryan may want a fresh start, which could be a factor in what ultimately happens. So a lot of questions beyond who the coach and the GM are going to be in Atlanta, and a lot of highly paid players who may not be part of that team in the future.
Mike, speaking of coaches who might be in hot water, Mike Zimmer doubled down on his decision to go for it on fourth down yesterday, saying he would do it all over again. I understand the analytics. I understand the math that backs that up. I also understand that when Russell Wilson is on the other side, it may change your mind or influence your thinking, and yet it didn't for Zimmer. What did you think of that?
Yeah, look, at the time, as my son was pestering me, what should they do? What should they do? Should they go for it? Should they kick the field goal? And I saw the rain coming down in Seattle. And, you know, isn't it weird how when you watch a sporting event and it's raining, you really don't see the rain unless it's really, really raining. I mean, you could see the rain, and I'm thinking, well, you know, you missed this field goal. They're going to have the ball in even better field position. But it's Seattle with no fans. And the idea of being able to play the Seattle Seahawks with no fans present, where if you kick the field goal and you make it, and you go up by 8, you force Russell Wilson to score 2 touchdowns. He's got to go down and score the first touchdown, and then he's got to score a touchdown from basically 4th and goal on the 2 to tie the game. That's what a 2-point conversion is. So I think the better course would have been take the 3, force them to tie the game with 2 touchdowns, and then take your chances in overtime. And it's easy to say that because the Seahawks pulled it off, but that's where analytics has to take a back seat to the circumstances. And I believe in understanding all of the permutations and the probabilities, but you also have to understand what's going on in front of you. And when it is Russell Wilson, and not pick a name of a bad quarterback, Daniel Jones, all due respect, you're not Russell Wilson. You know, I don't want to offend anybody.
No, but, you're right, though.
You know, Sam Darnold. I mean, you know, if Sam Darnold's got to go 94 yards in 2 minutes, I'll go ahead and go for it. You know,
context is everything.
Yeah, and Russell Wilson, you're just playing right into his hands. That's the thing. This is what they thrive on. They love this. This is the Pete Carroll playbook. They want that opportunity to rip your heart out and show it to you. So that's why I think that they should have ultimately kicked the field goal. Although in the moment, look, this is why the coaches get paid the money, and this is why they're accountable. You got to make that decision in the moment. Sometimes it's not all that easy to make that decision in the moment because you say, oh, we trust my team. I got to have faith in my team. And really, you know, the Gale Sayers saying, just give me 18 inches of daylight. Alexander Mattison had 18 feet of daylight to his right that he just happened to not see. So that was a factor as well in why the Vikings didn't ice the game.
It seemed like last week Roger Goodell had, you know, rolled up his sleeves. He'd taken his belt off and he was snapping that thing. And he was going to let the Titans have it. I mean, he was going to beat them like they owed him money and they were going to owe him money. And he was taking draft picks and... You know, the language has stopped and everything's calmed down. Are they getting away with this, the secret practice, and who knew what, when, and all of it?
Well, it's funny. Last week, there was a very strong sense that the league was going to hammer the Titans because they were telling people, we're going to hammer the Titans. They were telling other teams, we're going to hammer the Titans. And maybe in hindsight, if there is a method to the madness, it's this. They wanted to scare everybody straight. And they wanted to get the other teams to realize no screwing around with these COVID-19 protocols. And I think what's happened over the course of the past few days, and I got to give the Titans credit because it's quite possible they gave the NFL a glimpse of what would happen if they did try to impose dramatic and draconian penalties on the Tennessee Titans. You're going to have appeals in season. You're going to potentially have litigation in season. Do you really want that distraction from football season? I don't know that you do. And I think what the NFL has realized is, you know what? Every team has had issues with compliance. I also think that the Titans have done a good job of convincing the league that the coaches weren't involved with the secret practices that happened, and it's unavoidable because these are guys that are going to do what they're going to do, and they want to stay in shape, and they're competitive. And what are we supposed to do? Chain them to their houses? So there's a sense right now that what's going to happen is just nothing. Not that there's going to be an announcement by the league that the Titans had issues and here's what we decided to do and we gave them a stern talking to. No, they're just going to do nothing and it's going to go away and we're going to focus on something else. And one of these days, somebody's going to say, hey, whatever happened to the Titans penalties, and nobody's going to care by then. That there are people in the league now who were convinced a week ago that the NFL was going to kill the Titans who now believe it's just going to die on the vine, which is amazing.
It is amazing. Mike, you're amazing. Thanks a ton. Great catching up with you.
All right,
appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Mike.
See you. Good stuff.
That is fantastic. Unbelievable.
I'm excited about Tuesday Night Football. I have to say that, Molly.
It's a good game, potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who's playing or who's out or who's being quarantined.
Doesn't matter.
But on paper, it looks like a pretty good game.
It's Tuesday night, and we're watching football. I'm used to having Maction, and now this fills the void. I'm ready.
Maction. Here's my problem.
Waiting all day for Tuesday night.
I'm not sure on Wednesday, tomorrow, if I'm going to feel like it's Tuesday or hopefully not Friday. Because is this my Thursday or my Monday? It'll confuse the hell
so
out of me.
It's so confusing. I know. It's tough.
Don't especially throw off my Sox schedule.
The White Sox have thrown off your off-season schedule, too. You're like, what year is it? Tony La Russa's in the mix.
Yeah. We will have a chance to talk to our colleague Dan Bernstein next, and we'll get his take on all of this. I know he's been very active about it. I'm curious to know if he has any moral center. I would be interested to know if there's
and,
any.
And does he think the White Sox will sign Floyd Bannister in free agency?
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
A lot of us are working from home these days, so invite the score into your house using your smart speaker and listen all day to conversation that matters most to Chicago sports fans. That's what we do. 670 The Score on your smart speaker. Through the radio.com app, we're live, we're local, and ready to be in your home all day, every day.
Hey, it's David Wexler, formerly with the Little Guys, now with EOC Audio. Established in 2007, EOC is Chicagoland's trusted leader in home audio, video, automation, networks, and home theaters. Today, I want to talk about something that almost everyone is relying on more than ever, and that's your home network. In today's world, with everyone being at home, life has created a demand on your home network like never before. With you working and the kids learning at home, gaming and streaming Netflix, you just can't get by with boosters and Band-Aids. At EOC Audio, we'll plan and expertly install the most robust networks possible to properly manage the flow of all of your audio and visual data needs. A real network. Router, switch, wireless access points, all set up properly so it is secure and maximizes the speed available. That means no more dropped Zoom meetings, movies that don't buffer, and families that don't fight, at least over their network. Imagine great Wi-Fi throughout the house. Check us out at EOCAudio.com. That's EOCAudio.com, or give us a call, 630-386-6266.
Are you or a loved one gambling for more than fun?
Not sure where to turn?
We know the feeling.
Treatment is effective and recovery is possible.
For a free evaluation, call The Way Back In.
1-833-DON'T-BET.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is what 65,000 square feet sounds like. Pretty big, huh? And right now, pretty empty. But display over 50 different furniture manufacturers, electronics, appliances, flooring, and one of the largest selections of area rugs you'll find. And now you can see what 5-star furniture is really like. And if you're looking for Tempur-Pedic, the newly expanded 5-star is the place. It's the area's most unique furniture gallery. 5-star Furniture, the unique new way to buy furniture in Oak Lawn, Chicago, Arlington Heights, and Bridgeview.
Your voice. Your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
ConnectingVets.com. News for the military veteran.
I recently reported on toxic exposures in the military and veteran communities, and I was surprised to learn that the Defense Department is still operating burn pits, even though they're known to have made service members and veterans really, really sick, and that the VA has continued to delay providing them benefits.
Whether you were a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine, your story is ConnectingVets.com.
Experience the number one men's groomer on the market. Manscaped.com has everything you need for simple and effective manscaping. Their new trimmer, the 3.0, featuring a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Get all of your men's grooming products at Manscaped.com, like the hair trimmer, razor, nail kit, cleansing gel, deodorant, and more. Head over to Manscaped.com and use promo code RADIO for 20% off your order and free shipping. Manscaped.com. That's Manscaped.com, promo code RADIO.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's already October and the leaves are falling. If you're still thinking about that perfect home, it's not too late. And with mortgage interest rates in the twos, you have so much more buying power. At the Home Loan Expert office, we can get you pre-approved and locked in the same day and have you closed in 30 days or less. Enjoy the holidays in your new home and get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing. which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Get 0% APR for 72 months on the 2021 Tucson. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
You're listening to Mully and Haw back in 60 seconds on the score.